Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Tyler Bruner on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with State Senator Rich Taylor, who is seeking re-election for the State Senate District 42 seat in this year's general election.
I'm State Senator Rich Taylor. I live about 3 miles south of Mount Pleasant, Iowa. My Senate district is Senate District 42, and I've been serving in this position for 8 years as your state senator.
What kind of drove your decision to seek re-election?
Well, I was just so upset the last 4 years with how the state has treated basically the common people of Iowa. It just seemed like that we're moving further and further toward taking care of big corporations and forgetting about the real people that make the backbone of Iowa, and I just couldn't leave under those terms.
Were there certain things that were accomplished during these last 8 years that you would like your constituents to know about?
Well, one thing, when I got there 8 years ago, they asked me the question, what's something you'd like to see accomplished while you're a state senator? And my first remark was, I would like us to see a strong marijuana bill in Iowa. And I was meaning medical and or recreational. It really doesn't matter to me. I know the whole thing is a big hoax about the reefer madness and all that. And when I said that, you could have heard a pin drop. And it was just like, like I was the devil himself. And now, as of up to the end of session this year, we've got a fairly good medical cannabis oil plan going in the state. It's not great. There's a lot we can do to expand on that. But I was just so proud to see that we're finally starting to wake up and see this as a useful drug rather than a harmful drug like it's always been presented. And that was one of the highlights, I guess. Another thing that I want to see happen before I'm gone is that we fix our mental health care system in Iowa. This being 49th out of 50 states for health care beds, darn near last in the nation, it just isn't cutting it.
If you are reelected for another term, what issues do you care about that you would like to see addressed?
Well, I'd like to see our schools go back to number one in the nation. We've fallen clear to number 13, I think, for K through 12, and ninth in overall education. Our spending budget on our schools just continues to deteriorate. We used to spend years ago, I believe, actually even under the Vilsack administration, we spent about 60% of our budget on education. And now I believe we're down to about 53% of our budget, our general fund budget on education. And last year, we actually gave them the biggest annual growth last year that we have in the last 4 years of about a 1.44%, which actually adjusted to inflation means that they lost 2.11%. They actually went in the hole, even with the increase in budget, because of what we've done to them over the last 4 years. So I'd like us to see us fix our education, especially for our K through 12. If you don't get a good K through 12 education, you're pretty much lost in this world today. You're not going to move on. You're not going to go to trade school. You're not going to go to college. You're just going to be stuck doing the jobs that nobody else will do. It's not fair to our kids. We need to focus on getting them a good early education.
What are some solutions that you think would solve these issues?
Well, one thing, of course, if we would pay a little better, we would be able to have smaller class sizes, I think, if our school districts had the funding they needed. I think that we're underfunding our students on the national average by about I think it was about $1,194 per student. And so just imagine if our schools had that kind of funding, how many more programs and how much smaller class sizes they could have. They could afford the amount of teachers that they actually need kids instead of having kids in classrooms of 30-plus students. They could get them back down into the neighborhood of 20 to 25, which has been proven, you know, that's about a full load for a teacher. You know, if she's going to be able to, he or she is going to be able to pay attention to all of the kids. So I think that's probably one of the best, biggest things that we can do is make sure that we're properly funding our school districts and also allowing them to make the decisions, allowing our local people to make the decisions about what is needed in their school district, because every school district's different, especially our rural school districts are nothing compared to Des Moines. We're nowhere near similar. And so we need to make sure that we're allowing our local school boards to make our local decisions.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program with State Senator Rich Taylor. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Tyler Bruner with KCII News.